So we're here at Tendon Rural right now with several youth. So what's your name and what did you do today?
Oh, I'm David, and I help pass out waters, hold a sign, you know, for people who need drinks.
How was your experience so far?
It was cool. It's hot. But yeah, we just gotta like help those who are thirsty, who like need a refreshment. And yeah.
That's good. So what did you pass out, water also?
Yes, I also passed out water.
And what's your name and what church are you from?
My name is Warren Lindsay, and I'm from Sligo Seventh Adventist Church.
And so how was your, do you have any testimonial, anything that you would like to share, any stories while passing out waters?
Well, I got to meet a person when I was passing out water in one of the cars, and they were telling me, you know, encouraging me to keep on doing what I'm doing.
That's good.
Told God bless, you know. They were happy that we were doing it, so.
So, any encouragement that you would like to share out there, fellow youth or other people?
You know, just try hard to do what God wants you to do.
Was it intimidating to do this?
At first it was intimidating. It was difficult to actually get out of my comfort zone and do it. But it feels so much better once I started doing it, you know.
Was this the first time you've done this?
No, not the first time.
Oh, okay.
That's the first time.
That's good. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Long-time volunteers of Faith, Hope, and Love. And what keeps you coming back, and what keeps you doing this different outreaches with Faith, Hope, and Love?
Well, you can't reach people through judgment or sitting in our own homes or churches. How do people know where to go if we don't go out and bring them? Where does the sheep go without the shepherd? So we just work for the shepherd, and nothing feels better than giving the love of Christ and seeing people touched and loved and feeling good about themselves. And the only way you can do that is by keep on going out and giving.
That's great.
Hello, my name is Susanna Francis. I'm from Southport Church of the Nazarene here in Indianapolis. And this is my first time being involved with Faith, Hope, and Love Week, and it is very much an eye-opening experience. We first were over at Pastor Fletcher's Baptist Church, and that was just amazing to see everything that God's blessed him with and all the resources that God's blessed him with, and being able to see how people can just be helping. And now we are over at 10th and Rural, watching another group of teens and people ministering to the regular people that live here, and sharing free water and ministering to them with prayer and just telling them that God loves them.
Any other comments coming from, you know, your heart and what God has been speaking to you since we started Faith, Hope, and Love Week?
Well, it's definitely an interesting experience. I did go on a mission trip to Haiti, and it's very much the same. It's still the same heart. It's just the servant's heart wanting to just focus on what people need. And it's kind of, one thing I do have to say is you've got to get yourself in the right frame of mind that it is a mission trip, because I think that's where I kind of failed personally, is I didn't come out here with the mindset it's a mission trip like I did when I went to Haiti. And I feel that that's something you need to do.
City transformation during Faith, Hope, and Love Week. God bless you.